Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi today is in chapter 9, Bav Metzia, Mishnayot Yud Aleph, 9, 10, 11. Hamakabul Sode Mechavero Lishavua Echad Bisheva Meot Zuz. Somebody is sharecropping someone else's field for one Shavua. In Mishnaic times, Shavua was not just a week, but could refer to a week of years, a 7-year cycle with Shemitah at the end. So he's renting for sharecropping for 1 week of years for 700 zuz. Hashvit min haminyan. The sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, counts as one of those years, even though Lamaisa, he can't plant that year, he can't do a whole lot with the land on the Shemitah year. He did accept to sharecrop for a Shavua. That includes the Shemitah year. But the Mishnah contrasts, Kibla Hemenu Sheva Shonim, if the term was 7 years, Bishva Meot Zuz, for the same price of 700 Zuz, Eina Shvit Min Minyan. The Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, would not count towards those 7 years. So really the sharecropper would be there for 8 years, because what he's getting is 7 years that he can plant and harvest normally. Now, we've been talking about workers who are in a field for a long time, whether they're sharecroppers or they're paying or they're leasing. Now, what about if somebody's just hiring workers for a short time, or they're simply hired to go into the field? They're not actually sharecropping for percentage. So now Mishnah Yud Aleph picks up with that. Sechir Yom, what if he's hired just for one day? Gove Kol Halayla, he can collect his wages the entire following night. This is actually a biblical requirement to pay your workers on time in Vayikra Leviticus chapter 19. Lo talin pulat sachir itchad boker. Do not have the wages, the pay of a hired worker remain with you until the morning. Like, you got to pay the guy. Now the Mishnah adds sachir laila. What if he's working at night? Gove kol hayom. He needs to get paid the entire following day. Could come and collect his pay. He needs to be paid then. Schir shaut, if he's only hired for a few hours, gove kol halayla vekol hayom. Then he can collect his pay the entire night if he's a night worker and he's working half the night, or the entire day if he's a day worker. So he gets off work at noon, then he has until shkia to actually pay this worker to be on time. Now, what if it's a longer-term employment? Schir Shabbat, somebody who's hired for an entire week. And we should mention that sometimes we hire somebody to do something on Shabbat, whether it's babysitting at the Beit Knesset, or it's a chazan, or it's somebody laning the parsha. We don't pay them for what they're doing on Shabbos itself, but we do pay them for whatever preparation that they put in during the week before Shabbos, you know, and you pay them generously, and that works out. But anyway, we're talking about, you know, an agricultural worker in this particular mission. He's hired for 1 week. Obviously, he's not doing agricultural work on Shabbos itself. Schir Chodesh, he's hired for the month. Schir Shana, he's hired for the year. Schir Shavua, he's hired again for the 7-year sabbatical cycle. Yotza Bayom, if his employment finishes during the day, Gove Kol Hayom, he should get paid right away that day. Yatza Balayla, if his term ends at nighttime, Gove Kolalayla Vekolayom. He needs to get paid to be on time. He should be paid that night or during the following day before Shkia. Now in the Gemara, in Daf 111, they explain this part is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon points out that a halachic day starts at night, as we just learned in Bereshis, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, that the new day begins at Shkia, at nighttime, at sundown, and then the following day goes after that night. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that you would have also the following day to pay him. The other sages would say if he finished at nighttime, he should be paid on that following night, especially if you have a long-term employee, you really need to have his wages ready to go as soon as he's done. That's the mitzvah, really. Tizkulu mitzvot.